Blackstone Audiobooks presents Brothers in Arms by Lois McMaster Bujold. Dedication for Martha and Andy. Chapter 1. His combat drop shuttle crouched still and silent in the repairs docking bay, malevolent to Miles's jaundiced eye. Its metal and fiberplast surface was scarred, pitted, and burned. It had seemed such a proud, gleaming, efficient vessel when it was new. Perhaps it had undergone psychotic personality change from its traumas. It had been new such a short few months ago. Miles rubbed his face wearily and blew out his breath. If there was any incipient psychosis floating around here, it wasn't contained in the machinery. In the eye of the beholder, indeed. He took his booted foot off the bench he'd been draped over and straightened up, at least to the degree his crooked spine permitted. Commander Quinn, alert to his every move, fell in behind him. There, Miles limped down the length of the fuselage and pointed to the shuttle's port side lock, is the design defect I'm chiefly concerned about. He motioned the sales engineer from Kamer Orbital Shipyards closer. The ramp from this lock extends and retracts automatically with a manual override. Fine so far, but its recessed slot is inside the hatch, which means that if for any reason the ramp gets hung up, the door can't be sealed, the consequences of which I trust you can imagine. Miles didn't have to imagine them. They had burned in his memory for the last 3 months. Instant replay without an off switch.
Did you find this out the hard way at the Gula 4, Admiral Naismith? The engineer required in a tone of genuine interest.
Yeah, we lost personnel. I was damn near one of them.
I see, said the engineer respectfully, but his brows...